Liebe Zuschauerinnen, liebe Zuschauer.
Dear listeners, we greet you very warmly to a reading from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. This extensive work goes far beyond the contents of the Bible, for it contains the authentic life, thinking, and works of Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ of God. He himself revealed to us in this mighty time of change, in the prophetic word through his teaching prophetess and emissary, Gabriella, details of his mighty presence in Jesus of Nazareth. To this, he said, I am the Christ of God, the way, the truth, and the life. I am the truth, and the truth which I am shines into this world in countless facets. For you, dear listeners, we would like to read from these radiant facets today. We will open to chapter 39 and first read from the Gospel of Jesus about the seven parables of the kingdom of heaven. Again, Jesus was sitting under the fig tree, and his disciples around him, and around them also a great crowd of people who wanted to hear him. And he said to them, With what shall I compare the kingdom of heaven? And he told this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a seed, a small seed, that a person took and sowed in his field. But when it has grown, it becomes a great tree that spreads out its branches, which bow down to the earth, take root, and grow upwards until the field is covered by the tree. And the birds of the air come and nest in its branches, and the creatures of the earth find shelter in its shade.
Ein anderes Gleichnis gab er ihnen und sprach.
He gave another parable to them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a great treasure that lies buried in a field. A man finds it and hides it, and out of his joy in it, he goes and sells everything he has and buys that field, for he knows how great his wealth will be from it. In the same way, the kingdom of heaven is like a pearl of great value. A merchant found it as he was looking for good pearls. And when he found it, the merchant sold everything that he owned and bought it. For he recognized how much more precious it is than everything that he gave for it.
And once again he said, The kingdom of heaven is like a leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of flour. When the whole was leavened and baked in the fire, it became a loaf of bread. Or again, it is like a man who takes one measure of pure grape juice and pours it into two or four measures of water, until the whole is mixed to become the fruit of vine. The kingdom of heaven is like a city which was carefully built on the summit of a high mountain and founded on a rock, surrounded with a strong wall and with towers and gates lying to the north and to the south, to the east and to the west. Such a city will not fall, nor can it remain hidden, and its gates are open to all, and all who have the keys will enter.
In This Is My Word, the Spirit of the Christ of God revealed the following, saying, I explain, correct, and deepen the word. The one who loves God does not hoard for himself. In a brotherly way, he shares with his neighbor who has the same goal that he has, to be active for the life from God. The one who gives up everything in order to reach the kingdom of heaven has found the treasure, the kingdom of God in himself. It radiates from his inner being as selfless love, as virtue and kindness, and gives itself to the one who hungers and thirsts for it. The one who possesses the kingdom of heaven receives everything that he needs. The one who does not worry about tomorrow, but plans with God, is in God, and God is active through him for the good of all who aspire to the kingdom of God with an honest heart. Recognize that as long as you still cling to this world with just one fiber of your being, you will not find the inner treasure, because your thoughts draw towards this small spark in the world. It is like a straw to which you cling. Only the one who turns inward with all his sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds will find the treasure that makes man blessed. In many parables, man was and is, again and again, led to understand that only the one who decides for God alone can attain the kingdom of heaven. Everything else, for example, the for and against, once for God, but then again for the world, is conflicting and is not the path to the kingdom of God, which is within, in every soul. It is the task of all souls and men who have moved away from God through the for and against, once spirit, then again world, to awaken and open the kingdom of God in themselves again. Through me, Christ, the soul will again enter into heaven, because I am the way, the truth, and the life. How many detours a person makes and how much pain he will endure because of his negative and conflicting life is solely at the discretion of each individual person. For each one has the free will to decide freely when he wants to walk the direct path that leads to liberation and freedom.
We continue reading in the Gospel of Jesus. And he gave them another parable, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like the good seed that a man sowed in his field. But in the night, as the people slept, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and left. And when the stalks grew and the ears brought forth fruit, the weeds also became visible. And the servants went to the owner of the house and said, 'Lord, did you not sow good seeds in your field? Then from where does it have the weeds?' And he said to them, 'An enemy did this.' And the servant said, 'Do you not want that we go there and weed?' He answered, 'No, so that you do not uproot the good wheat when you tear out the weeds. Let them both grow together until the harvest. At harvest time, I will say to the reapers, collect first of all the weeds and bind them in bundles to burn them and enrich the soil. But gather the wheat for me into my barn.'
And he said once again, 'The kingdom of heaven is like the sowing of the seed. Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and while he was sowing, some of the seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and ate it up. And others fell on rocky ground without much earth, and soon sprouted, because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun shone, they were scorched, and having no roots, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew and choked them. And some fell on good soil, which was well prepared, and bore fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. The one who has ears to hear, let him hear."
In chapter 40, Jesus of Nazareth discloses the parable of the kingdom of heaven. And the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to the multitudes in parables?" He answered and said to them, "Because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but it is not given to them. For it will be given to the one who has, so that he may have more in abundance. But from him who has nothing, even what he seems to have will be taken."
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. As Jesus, I, Christ, gave the good seed from the kingdom of heaven into this world and into the souls of all the children of God. The good seed sprouts only in those children of the kingdom of God who strive day by day. The weed is the seed of evil. It sprouts in those children of this world who do not live in unity with the children who aspire to the kingdom of heaven. In the end times, when the materialistic world draws to an end, the all-encompassing harvest will follow. The reapers are the angels and all those people who turn within and endeavor to fulfill the will of God. You should also reflect in your inner being upon the following parable. The kingdom of heaven is the good seed which is given to man. It falls into the field of life, into the soul, in order to prepare it again for the kingdom of heaven. Be watchful and look after the good seed. For the darkling, the enemy of the good, strives at all times to sow weeds in the field of life, in the soul, so that the good be overgrown by the weeds. However, do not go and pull out the weeds unless it is given to you today to recognize the weeds that you should remove. Then you will remove only the weeds as you have gained a clear eye for this. The good seed is then preserved.
Christ continues to reveal. Recognize that each day has its hours, minutes, and seconds. If you use the days and are watchful, you will learn each day from which field of life you should remove a weed. Then you will not uproot the good seed. Every day is given to man for recognition, to recognize and to clear up one or several weeds, that is, what is sinful. The one who uses the day to do this will not uproot the good seed, because today he is able to clearly recognize and also to clearly grasp the weed, as it has become ripe for uprooting today.
And we continue reading. And if you yourself sow, take care that you sow the good seed, the law of life, on good soil. Then the seed will also bring forth manifold good fruits. The good seed, the law of life, will fall into your neighbor's soul, this means on good soil, only if you yourself have actualized what you sow, that is, what you pass on, having saturated it with your inner life. I explain the following word. For it will be given to the one who has, so that he may have more in abundance. But from him who has nothing, even what he seems to have will be taken from him. To the one who has already actualized much from the law of life and continues to strive for it and to give selflessly will be given even more, so that he may live in spiritual fullness. the one who owns and hoards only material goods and strives only for them, has nothing before the law of life. He is poor in spiritual strength. What he thinks he owns will also be taken from him, so that he may learn to strive for the kingdom of God.
We continue in the Gospel of Jesus. This is why I speak to these in parables, for they do not see, and do not hear, and do not understand. For in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, "You will hear, but will not understand. You will see, but will notice nothing. For the heart of this people has become hardened, and their ears are hard of hearing, and they have closed their eyes until that time when they will see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and will be converted, and I will heal them. However, blessed be your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear, and your hearts because they understand. For verily I say to you, many prophets and righteous ones have wished to see what you see, and have not seen it, and have wished to hear what you hear, and have not heard it. Then Jesus sent the crowd away, and his disciples came to him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the field." And he answered and spoke to them, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed is the children of the kingdom of heaven. The weed is the children of evil. The enemy who sowed the weeds is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned in the fire, so will it be at the end of the world. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather all offenses and all who do evil from his kingdom, and throw them into a burning oven. And those who are not cleansed will be totally consumed. Then the just will shine like the sun in the kingdom of heaven."
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The word of God for all men should be grasped according to its meaning. The one who is far from God and sees the truth in the letter is blinded by the truth. For he looks at the truth and yet cannot grasp it, because he acknowledges only the letter. For such people, I spoke as Jesus and I speak as Christ in parables again and again. This occurs today as well through revelations. During this time, too, many people hear my word and do not understand it because they look only at the letter. Many recognize the truth but do not live according to the truth. Many see that the law of God brings fulfillment and yet do not live according to the law of truth. Many believe in the truth and continue to live in the delusion of the human ego. But the time is near when many willingly accept and actualize what they hear and move in their heart what they see. The time is near when all over the earth the former seed will be harvested and the chaff will be separated from the wheat. Then many souls and people will have to endure the burning oven which is within, in them. The burning oven symbolizes the condition of the burdened souls, which are bound to the world. It is the torments of hell which the soul has to endure if it did not repent of its sins in time and make amends for what it caused in the earthly garment. And those who act against the law of love and the law of life over and over again, despite knowing better, will one day have to regenerate their spirit body in the spiritual planes of development, since they were no longer able to fully bring the particle structure of their spiritual body to unfoldment. This is the explanation of the words, will be totally consumed. The just will shine like the suns in the kingdom of heaven. However, even the unjust will not have to live forever in their own self-caused torments of hell. One day, they too will recognize that they are children of God and will grasp the hand of grace of the Father and will walk the path to Him, who also beheld and created them.
In the Gospel of Jesus, we continue to read the following. Hear too the parable of the sower. The seed which fell on the way is like those who hear the word of the kingdom of heaven, but do not understand it. Then the wicked enemy comes and steals away what was sown in their heart. They are those who received the seed on the wayside. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The one who only hears the word of God and does not live accordingly himself will not understand it either. Then he also teaches his conceptions or the notions of others. At all times, many people receive the words of truth, which is also the case at the present time. Many heard and hear the words of truth. They enriched and enriched themselves with it. They taught and teach. They preached and preached the truth. They lived, but did not live in conformity with it, and for this reason also let themselves be paid for it. The one who lives according to the truth and teaches from his actualization, from his fulfilled heart, receives his reward from the kingdom of truth. Only the one who teaches the truth and does not live accordingly sees to it that his pockets are filled. They are those who stand at the wayside, gather the seeds of life, pass them on, and do not fulfill them. When the seed falls into the heart, it begins to sprout and to grow, and also brings forth selfless fruits.
I continue to read in the Gospel of Jesus. And those who have received the seed on stony ground are those who hear the word and immediately receive it with joy. Yet it does not take root in their inner being and does not last long. For as soon as grief and persecution rise because of the word, they will gradually fall away. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Many heard and hear the words of truth, accept it, and accept them joyfully. However, the one who only hears the truth and does not live accordingly is and remains a wavering reed in the wind. When he is then called to answer for what he has heard and accepted, he denies the truth and forsakes it. And when he is persecuted for the sake of the gospel, he sets out for the seemingly safe shore. He wants to save himself by renouncing the truth, seeking out the world again and disappearing into its waters so as not to be seen and attacked anymore. So the one who only hears the truth just accepts it, but does not receive it in himself. To receive it means to live accordingly. The one who lives the truth will also be a rock in the surf when the storms of grief and persecution come.
The Gospel of Jesus closes in verse 10 with the following: "And also those who receive the seed among the thorns are those who hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and they become barren. But those who have received the seed on good soil are those who hear the word and understand it, who bring forth and bear fruits, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold." I explain all this to you who are of the inner circle, but to those on the outside, I say it in parables. Let all those hear who have ears to hear. Dear listeners, this was a reading from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. We take our leave from you for today, and we'll be glad to greet you again for our next reading from This is My Word. Goodbye, and greetings in God.